On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 24, Rustenburg 27, Johannesburg 22 grade.
Still delays Alberton side because of the multi-vehicle crash on the N12 East before the Reading interchange. It has been cleared, but it's slow going. And then, police and military on the N1 Northwestern bypass at the ramp to the N12 Southern bypass. And just in, crash on the N1 South at the ramp from the N1 South after the Diepkloof interchange.
Adjunk President Paul Mashatile sê die land se jeugwerkloosheidskrisis vereis dringende en innoverende oplossings. Mashatile het by die jeugbeleggings in Durban, Johannesburg, nuwe data aangehaal wat toon dat miljoene jong mense nie in onderwys, in diensneming of opleiding is nie.
According to Stats SA, 34% of all youth age 15 to 24 years, which is more than 3.5 million young people, are disconnected from both the labor market and the education system. This means that a substantial cohort of young South Africans is estranged from the education and job sectors.
Mashatile sê die probleem moet aangespreek word.
As leaders, we cannot talk and formulate policies regarding young people without them. They have to be there. They have to participate. Young people deserve a seat at the table to ensure that the issues of youth are not just but are adequately addressed.
Die Nasionale Unie van Metaalwerkers van Suid-Afrika het beroep op werkgewers in die motorbedryf gedoen om hul aanbod te heroorweeg na die dooiepunt van die loonverhogings. Die vakbond eis 'n verhoging van 7% oor die volgende 3 jaar, terwyl die motorbedryf 'n verhoging van 6,5% vir die eerste jaar en 5% vir die volgende 2 jaar voorgestel het, noem SASSA sekretaris-generaal Irvin Jim.
However, we do not agree that employers must be allowed to adopt a completely unfair position against workers who are the producers of wealth and want to use the current CPI as the determining and dictating factor on what becomes a percentage increase for workers in the 3-year agreement.
In ander nuus, verskeie organisasies het by 'n protes buite die Johannesburgse Hooggeregshof aangesluit, waar honderde informele handelaars die stad se munisipale verordeninge betwis. Dit volg op die stad se verskerpte optrede teen informele handel in die middestad. Anastasie Magop berig.
Action SA, March and March, the ANC and Operation Dudula are among the groups supporting the mayor's campaign. Dudula Sibongile Maseko says they support the city's enforcement of bylaws.
You can't be leaving Zimbabwe to come sell cabbages in the pavements of South Africa. You can't be leaving Zimbabwe to come beg for money on the robots.
Maseko says they are not against trading, but insist all traders must be registered and comply with city regulations.
You need to be permitted to sell. You cannot be selling anywhere. There is designated areas for hawkers.
Anastasia Mokgobo for Jacaranda News Watch in Johannesburg.
Nog nie sy die buiteland, die polisie in Singapore het meer as 115 miljoen rand se bates gekonfiskeer wat verband hou met die magnaat Shen Si. Hy word daarvan beskuldig dat hy arbeidskampe in Kambodja bestuur het. En teen slotte 'n bietjie goeie nuus, die 15-jarige Owen Linke van Plettenberg Bay het die Suid-Afrikaanse sowel as die Afrika-rekord verbeter op die junior nasionale diepsee hengelkompetisie. Hy het 'n rooi stompneus van 5,9 kg van 'n boot naby die rots aan die kus van Kibega gevang. Die vorige rekord was 4,9 kg. Action al September, meer nuus om 3:00.